Dr. Don Rose, 8:34. It's 26 before 9. Brian Cooley is with us in the KISS newsroom.
Right here.
And if you don't have plans, well, I know you have plans. You're going down to Southern California.
I'm out of here.
And you're actually flying from Buchanan Field.
From beautiful Buchanan Field. I can't wait.
And you know what? Just about every one of those PSA planes is filled up when it leaves and comes in. We picked up our oldest son, Dave, a couple weekends ago, and I couldn't believe the service out here.
I'm looking forward to a beautiful flight out of Buchanan.
Anyway, an alternative would be to go to La Belle, Florida today. It's the start of the Swamp Cabbage Festival.
What?
That's the only big national event that I could find going on today. Highlights of the day is a craft show featuring swamp cabbage patch dolls that are not only ugly, but smell like a swamp. At your discretion, of course.
I think I'll pass lunch today.
Oh, okay.
KISS News Time, 8:35. Gay rights survive and conquered. Good morning, Brian Cooley in the KISS Newsroom. It was a long night for the Concord Human Relations Commission when it was all over civil rights for gays.
I'm going to announce our winner.
And beautiful for tomorrow as well. Sunday may be a little cloudier, but nothing to traumatize over. Right now it's 58 degrees and rising here in Concord. KISS News Time, 8:38.
Okay, dear, I'll do it. All right, I'll do it. I'll do it right now, okay? you know, Kate, we had our little contest we ran just a couple of minutes ago with a little sound and the pouring of the champagne and everything.
You do it better than the actual sound.
Well, that's we came by that the hard way, but that's another story. In any event, we had the winner and everything, but I never announced it. Quit! Hand me a fanfare! The winner is James Duncan of Antioch, and we had lots of phone calls, and James, what a nice present for you. You receive a $75 evening at Pazos in Pleasant Hill. It's their Meet the Winemaker night, and Kenwood Vineyards is going to be there with some of their classic wines and food that is out of this world, so I know you'll have a great night on us. And I'm sorry, Kay, I should have done it 5 minutes ago, yes. Yeah, I don't know if you knew this, I'm older than Kay, but fortunately I'm real immature for my age. Let's see, Biz Patrick Chevrolet and Cal X and Acti Traffic and the next musical ring that's playing. Stream 3. And Yuck. And separate cue for Spot. Morning, it's Dr. Donald D. Rose. I feel like the weekend already started at KISS AM 990 and FM 92.1, simulcasting our way through the morning. Which are you on, AM or FM? Everybody's on something. I'm on the radio. Oh! Guess who just came in? R.J. Paramon. And incidentally, speaking of R.J., the R.J. Paramon lookalike contest will be held next week here on KISS. The winner gets $5,000 worth of plastic surgery. You think I'm kidding? In school, RJ's class voted for an all-ugly team. They had co-captains, and RJ was both of them. RJ is very handsome, 6'5", and debonair. At least that's what he told him at the Braille Institute.
Jerry Fitzpatrick Jr. back with the management team from Fitzpatrick Chevrolet.
Across the freeway from the Solano Mall.
Very good. Jerry's in a bad mood today. It all started when she lost her Partridge Family pencil box, right? Jerry could have won the Miss America pageant, but she was sitting on a wicker chair just before the bathing suit competition. Linda Lease with KISS AccuTraffic.
Ooh, that sounds like it would hurt. Much better conditions throughout Contra Costa, Dr. Don. The Highway Patrol's ousted a couple of earlier stalls. With KISS AccuTraffic, I'm Linda Lease.
Two boxes of 96 Ultra Pampers, only $16.59 each. Get one free with Safeway's newspaper coupon. Save $23 on free at Safeway, where you get an honest deal every day.
We are talking Dr. Donald D. Rosie weather. We got a high today that's going to be out of sight. Into the low 70s. Good set of record later on today. Santa Rosa, 58 this morning. San Pantyhose, 55. 56 in the city, 56 in the sea. Oh, that's happened to me many times. You know, the words getting in the way of what you're trying to say on the radio. It's 8:49, 11 before 9, Dr. Don at KISS. And let's check and see what's going on this morning. According to recent surveys, the people have spoken and told the president to balance the budget. President Reagan explains it's easy for them to say they've got credit cards.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Meanwhile, Tip O'Neill.
That's right.
Says how much he admires the story of David and Goliath. His entire defense budget was spent on Iraq. Meanwhile, administration insiders say the president was serious about getting an Iranian arms deal. He even sent Monty Hall to soften up the Ayatollah. Another scandal in the works. Congress is investigating dairy farmers' subsidies for training bras. And entertainment news, the entire front row at the Grand Ole Opry was injured last night when Dolly Parton's strap broke. And research scientists in Atlanta say that effective immediately, they will begin using lawyers instead of white mice in all medical experiments, citing that, well, for one thing, there are more lawyers than white mice.
That's true.
And two, people sometimes become attached to white mice. And three, there are some things that a white mouse just won't do.
Hey!
Sadler's is much more than an appliance, TV, and stereo store. Now, I haven't told you about this, but at the Concord store, they've got the largest factory-authorized service center in the East Bay. They service everything they sell, and they even sell things they service and they don't sell. Really. They are the most service-oriented company I know. Their service trucks are radio dispatched. The technicians complete the service calls right in your home. Now, I met the guys, had my picture taken with them, talked to them. They are all factory trained. They've had years of experience, and they really know their stuff. And they can tell you exactly which widget went haywire. They can fix it, and you will feel secure that it's going to stay fixed. Sadler's also has the largest parts department in the East Bay. They even have manuals on how to do it for those who don't mind getting grimy to the elbow. Plus, they'll give you free advice. Now, where else do you get this kind of service? Plus, somebody to stand behind the job. Only at Sadler's, that's where. So whenever you need service, call 685-8136 for Sadler's. And tell them the doctor said to say hi. In fact, we'd like to say hi to Roy Story right now. Any higher and I could be playing with the 76ers.
That's right.
Oh. I wish I could do that.
Well, if you're hungry for baseball insight, read today's column by Tom Weir on the USA Today sports page. Very, very interesting and very good. Democrats
good morning.
In the Oakland A's.
Hi.
Yesterday,
oh, that's my bag.
You have a chance to look at.
Let me tell you about the weather this morning, which is, can I say it up in one word? Beautiful.
Wow.
That's how nice the weather is today. And I say that because, a week ago we were having those tremendous rains and everything. And today, look at here, it's going to go all the way into the low 70s. We could even set a record. It's 56 degrees this morning at the Big C on KISS, AM and PM. Not to mention AM and FM. A little chopped liver on the side this morning. And a little. That's the way it always is when you're waking yourself in the morning, right? Ha, ha, oh, wow, oh. Friday night is date night for so many folks. What is it you say right before it happens?
Yeah. Nice and tight.
Yeah, well, of course.
Gosh, Rob's really doing well.
Love it. Love me. Love my rock and roll. At 8:58, it's a couple minutes before 9 o'clock. Dr. Don Rose, we'll have a special guest this morning. Jerry Stewart is going to be interviewing whose sisters?
The Byrne sisters.
The Byrne sisters. And you hear them on KISS, so that'll be interesting. What else is going on? Oh, Oakley News. We always give Oakley News on the program. And it's just come to our attention that last Christmas they arrested a guy for impersonating Santa Claus in Oakland. And if you're interested in buying a milk cow, there's one advertised in the Oakley paper this morning. owned by a little old lady with suede gloves.
Advanced paging, professionalism. Advanced paging, superior service.
Toyota. Walnut Creek Toyota.
Well, we gave a great night on the town just a few minutes ago. Stick around. Next hour, we're giving away a trip for tea to Tahuti.
KKIS, 990 AM, Pittsburgh, Concord. KKIS FM 92, Walnut Creek.
You want the best? Kiss.
KKIS. Kiss News Time 901, major breakthrough in Alzheimer's. Right now in Concord, it's 59 degrees and heading on up at the all-new Kiss AM and FM.
Yep.
Kiss News Time 903.
And now the pretty girl is like a melody, and she'll be around in an hour.
Yes.
In the meantime, of course, it's who?
It's who? Kiss News Time 903. I'll have more bottom of the hour, and now Dr. Don Rose.
Kids are so pampered these days. When I was a kid at lunchtime, I had two choices: take it or leave it.
D. Rose, 9:07, 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, and got a great phone call from a lady named Tara Stoffergen, and she wanted to say hi. Is that an interesting name, Stoffergen? Sounds like it might be Finnish. And the reason I mention that is because I spent 5 years in Duluth, Minnesota. She grew up in Duluth, Minnesota, and all of a sudden put it together just today. Hey, this is the same guy that I used to listen to. And that was... Tara, that was 61 to 66, remember? Duluth, Minnesota. I remember the first time I walked out of our hotel and there was a dog frozen to a wheel of a car. One day the wind stopped blowing in Duluth and everybody fell over. Ah, those were the days. And this morning at 10 o'clock, the doctor is going to make a quick exit from here, head into San Francisco for the Bill Gavin Convention. I was a Bill Gavin correspondent in those years, 61 to 66 in Duluth, reporting faithfully all of the songs that were big in Duluth, Minnesota. And I guess a big seller, I remember, what, so 25, 30 copies. Anyway, we checked out all of the record stores every week, and it was great. And Bill Gavin has passed on to that great radio station in the sky, where I'm sure he's music director these days. But the other guys that are still there are throwing a great convention, and there'll be radio people from not only America, but all around the world there today. In the meantime, of course, it'll be Jerry Stewart here at KISS. I don't know if you knew this, but for 2 years, Jerry dated a midget and didn't even know it. She just thought he was humble. Right. Oh, and how about the time Jerry went to an A's game? The usher asked her to stop singing. She was throwing the crowd off key. Jerry wanted to join the FBI, but she wasn't big enough to carry the safe. Then she decided to join the Naval Air Force, but she wasn't too sure about forcing air through her navel.
I'd like to talk to you about the Northern California Heart and Lung Institute in Concord, California.
The doctor is back. The doctor, he is back. The doctor is back. The doctor, he is back. The doctor is back.
Heaven's sent, that wonderful, wonderful feeling that you get between your toes. Your big toes, I guess. It's 9:20, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Oh, and I got to play that for Billy Fry's new girl, and he says she could very well be a 10, depending on how dark it is.
Yeah.
As a kid, Billy sold rides on the cleaning lady to his friends. He was sitting on the curb the other day. Oh, did you know this? Billy's footprints are downtown in front of the Festival Cinema. He was sitting on the curb and a bus ran over his feet. Recently, Billy went to the circus and was arrested for reading The Tattooed Lady.
92.1 KISS FM has found a cure for your midweek crisis at Foo Bars with the Wizard of Wednesday.
Vaqueros is there. Vaqueros cares.
Comes to us from his old job, cabin boy for the Tidy Bowl man. Steve once paid $500 for a parrot that could only say cock-a-doodle-doo. Dr. Donald D. Rose. Kiss. Only way to start your morning. 9:29, 29 minutes after 9 o'clock, Brian Cooley's in the KISS newsroom.
Uh-huh.
And Brian, a Los Angeles man, angry because he'd been trying to get a dental appointment for a month.
Oh, boy.
Drove his car into the dentist's office the other day, injuring one.
Ooh.
Gee, if I'd known he was that eager for an appointment with a dentist, he could have had mine.
And mine?
And here's an interesting story. Three people in San Antonio were arrested the other day for use of a photocopy machine, and they photocopied money, which actually worked in change machines.
Yeah, if you use
in San Antonio.
Those color copiers are darn accurate.
Yes. I'm beginning to see what the salesman meant when he said a Xerox could pay for itself.
KISS News Time, 9:30. The morning after, the smoke clears over Concord. Good morning, Brian Cooley in the KISS Newsroom. It's become the biggest civil rights battle this city's ever seen, the dialogue over the proposed Gay Freedom Week here in Concord. Now, last night, the City Human Relations Commission stood by its guns.
This is the Dr. Donald D. Rose radio program, giving you that same feeling you get when your wife meets you at the front door with a plunger in her hand.